every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Now, we do have an important announcement. As of March 31st, I will no longer be on the radio. If you're listening to this on radio, I won't be here. So if you want to continue to listen to me teaching, we're going to still continue the podcast. We're going to do them, but you can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. And listen to me continue these teachings and stuff. I'm not sure we'll get to finish this subject. But not only that, but we'll be keep adding to our podcast there. We're also right now believing God for $50,000 in order. The Lord has instructed me to go on to television. In fact, you can be praying for me about going on to television. Honestly, we have been on television before. It was never something that I personally wanted to do. But my will is to do His will, and if that's what He wants, then that's what I want, and I'm joyful about it. Amen. My wife, Pastor Terry Owen from Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Now, remember, we have two different churches, one in Clewiston, Florida, and one in Port St. Lucie, Florida. My wife pastors in Port St. Lucie, and she's going to go ahead and teach the month of April. And then we'll see what happens, what we're going to do with that. We're still praying about it. But if you go to KurtOwen.com, I believe you can listen to both of us, okay? So, and you can find out how to find her church. We've been talking about how to change your life forever. We've been talking about how to get the Word to work in your life. Because there's a lot of people who read the Word, they study the Word, but the Word isn't working for them. And there's reasons for that. And one of the places that I find out that the Word's not working is here in Mark chapter 4. I recapped yesterday, and I think we did a pretty good job recapping. But I'm going to hit this one more time about, because we're in the third set of ground. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, Mark 4. And in verse 19, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in chokes the word and it becomes unfruitful. Now, again, our partners make it possible for us to give you these materials absolutely free. And so I would go back and listen to this set of series in its entirety, because I really taught at length in each of these different things. And you're going to, in order to get into ground three, you're going to have to get out of ground one and two. And so we talk about that. But here in ground three, again, it starts off with the cares of this world. Now, you know, I wanted to move on past this, but there are so many people that worry. Now, I want you to think about this, just the phraseology of this, the cares of this world. There are a lot of things that worry people that are not going to make a difference in 100,000 years. They're not going to make a difference in a million years, because they only pertain to this world. And you've got to ask yourself, I have what I call the billion-year test. Is this going to matter in a billion years? Is this going to have any effect at all? And if the answer's no, I might have to deal with some things, but I can't allow it to become overly engrossing to me. You know, this word cares means an overly engrossing mental affair. Now, these things will literally choke the word. People say, well, I'm reading the word. It doesn't matter that you're reading the word. I'm quoting the word. It doesn't matter that you're quoting the word if you're continuing to worry. Because the worry, it enters in and chokes the word and it becomes unfruitful. Yeah, but if shouldn't being a responsible person, shouldn't I worry? No, because a responsible person would realize, I do not have the capacity to fix this, but I know someone that does, therefore I'm going to give it to them. Here, let's go back over here to 1 Peter chapter 5. And he says this, likewise, you younger, verse 5, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Now notice how he explains humility. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. See, God doesn't have a problem with you being exalted. He has a problem with you exalting yourself. Casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. Now, this isn't always easy because he says you got to be sober and vigilant because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking him whom he may devour. Now, how is he choosing? Now, notice here, the devil is not that big of a shakes. If he was really that big, he wouldn't find out who he may devour. He would just go devour, right? But he's having to look, can I devour them? No, I can't devour them. Can I devour them? Oh, yeah, I can devour them. How is he determining whom he may devour? By the people who are humble before God and give them all of their care, or the people who are not humble before God and don't give them all of their care. And again, like we said yesterday at the end, you can give him all of your care because he cares for you. Okay? Now, I want to be clear about this. You, right, can carry the care, or God can carry the care, but you won't be carrying it together. Because God's thing is if you want to take care, if you want to hold on to this, I'm not going to take it. If you want me to have it and you want me to deal with it, then give it to me. If you want to hold on to it and try to solve it yourself, go ahead, hold on to it. I'll be waiting here if when you need me. Not if you need me, but when you need me. Because you're probably going to help yourself into a mess. Okay? You need to give him the care. Now, that does not mean it's easy. These things are going to try to come up, just like the thorns it talked about. These things are going to try to pop their head up. You'll sit there and say, you know, Lord, I give you the care of my children. Right now, Lord, I'm not thinking about this anymore. I roll the whole of the care of what they're doing over on you. As far as I'm concerned, Lord, they are saved. They are baptized in the Holy Spirit. They are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And I refuse to worry about it again. And then 10 minutes later, something happened. You get a text. You get a phone call. Sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's just the devil shows up and says, yeah, you know it's Wednesday night. It's ladies' night. You know where your daughter probably is at the bar. I hope she's not drinking. I hope she doesn't get blind drunk. I hope she doesn't. No, you need to stop right there and say, no, I'm not thinking about it. I'm not carrying the care. I'm not going to sit here and text over and over again. Where are you, honey? Are you okay? I'm not going to sit here and imagine my daughter being dead in a ditch. I'm not going to imagine my daughter ending up with the wrong guy. I'm casting the whole of that care over on him. I'm going to let the Lord deal with it. Yeah, but I've got to do something. No, you don't. You're not the Savior. What about your money? You don't have a job that pays enough for what you need. You don't know anybody that's got that kind of money. Therefore, you don't have a solution to the problem. The best thing you can do right now is trust God. Lord, I just thank you. That bill right there, I roll the whole of that care over on you. I refuse to carry the care. Now, we'll talk about the deceitfulness of riches next. But you need to say, and listen, it's not going to work if you're not going to let this come out of your mouth. It's going to come up. You don't have enough money to go on television. That is not my care. That is the Lord's care. Lord, I roll the whole of that care over on you, for you care for me. And Lord, I thank you. You're not going to have the money to take care. And listen, what about sickness and disease? Doctor says you've got cancer. I'm not going to sit here and worry about it. I know where I'm going when I die, but I don't plan on dying today. There's no sense me fretting and worrying. I roll the whole of my care over on you, for you care for me. I refuse to worry about cancer. I refuse to worry because you, Lord, care for me. You, Lord, care about everything that pertains to me. Lord, I give you the whole of my care. And you know what? I've had to do that 10 or 20 times a minute where something tried to get a hold of my thinking, something pressed in on me, and I just had to say no, just like here. Lord, I cast the whole of my care over on you, and then remind yourself why you can, because you care for me. You love me. So-and-so's talking about you. I don't care. Let the Lord deal with them. Let the Lord deal with it. I'm not going to get involved in it. I roll the whole of my care. Oh, but they can destroy your career. No, they can't. They cannot. Somebody greater than them is on my side. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? This is how you answer worry. But you've got to answer the worry. You've got to answer the worry. You got to be aggressive. You got to go after it. You got to say, no, man, I refuse to worry. I refuse to care. I refuse to sit here and get caught up in the lie of the devil. See, if you're worried, you're believing the devil, you're no longer believing God. And it's choking the word. I'll say it again. You've got to refuse to allow worry to choke the word. You've got to let the word choke out the worry. And how do you do that? By every time your worry comes up, every time there's a care of this world. You say, well, you're going to lose your house. I'm not going to care about this house in a million years. You're going to lose your car. I'm not going to care about this car in a million years or a billion years. It's not going to make any difference. So why should I worry about it now? But I don't believe I'm going to lose my house. I don't believe I'm going to lose my car. Why? Because the Lord cares for me. He perfects that which concerns me. He loves me. And I'm going to give him the whole of my care. You know, one of the worst people to deal with this is ministers, right? I mean, Paul, this was Paul's thorn in the flesh. It was him worrying about the churches. It says very clearly, I don't know where all these other dumb doctrines come from, but he says what it is. Jesus told us what thorns were. The Old Testament tells us what thorns are, and it's worry. That's the reason that once a month we have a monthly ministers meeting just for ministers to help you deal with the affairs of ministry, to encourage you and strengthen you and remind you somebody believes in you. Make sure you go to our website, ministers, and avail yourself of that. Please listen to Michael for these important announcements.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit